I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, Council has just released its draft strategic directions documents, which provide a future vision for the region. With me today to discuss the documents is Council's Director of Planning and Development Services, Stuart Summers. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Darren. Nice to be here.
Okay, mate, we'll start off first and foremost. Why do we need a long-term vision?
It's very important when you're involved in any planning exercise, whether it's to do with community planning or even planning your own life, to have a vision or a broad goal that you're aiming for.
Now, I know a lot of work has gone into the document from a lot of people as well. What are some of the highlights that it contains?
I guess the greatest highlight is the document itself, and I'm speaking here of the overview document. It's very readable, it's accessible to anybody. It's a very well illustrated document that provides the gist of what it is that Council intends to achieve. And the reason for this is that we're not only doing this in terms of preparing a new town planning scheme for the region, but we're also using it as part of the community plan, which is a statutory document, and all councils across Queensland have to produce a community plan. This also will inform that particular plan. And I guess the other point is that it's broken into two documents, the overview document and the more detailed document that includes strategies for those who really want to get into it and understand what strategies Council intends to use to achieve its various planning documents. The overview document highlights the 9 key areas that we are looking at, which include settlement patterns, community identity, strong communities, and issues like that. That is a very readable, legible document, and I would commend it to everybody in the community to read it.
And that's the thing. It's obviously, it's out there for public consumption and people to comment on. Why is Council asking for this input from the community?
It's really part of an ongoing dialogue with the community. We're not preparing a town plan or a community plan just for the officers or the councillors that happen to be here at the moment. We're actually doing this for and on behalf of and in lockstep with the community, its various groups and interests. It's critical that we talk to the community regularly, and we are doing that. We have been doing that for some time now. We intend to, over the next couple of years, in terms of the preparation of the planning scheme, we'll be going out constantly talking to various stakeholders and the community generally.
Okay, well, that being the case, I'm sure people do want to give their opinion and add their ideas. So how do you go about commenting?
Well, it'd be really good to get hold of the overview document, because that gives full details on how you go about making comment. But even without that, if you have any thoughts, comments, criticisms, whatever, we're happy to receive letters, emails. There is an email address attached to the documentation, which is info@toowoombarc.qld.gov.au.
Well, I'm sure we will get certainly a number of people interested in having a say. So when is the deadline then for public comment?
The formal deadline is March 31, the end of this month.
Now, Stuart, I'm led to believe that there's some public forums.
Yes, Darren, there are a number of public forums being held across the region over this month of March. And for anyone who's keen to provide input in person, they will be a great opportunity. If people would like to ring 4688 6426, and I'll just repeat that, 4688 6426, we will be able to provide them with the closest location to where they live and the date of that particular forum.
Well, it sounds like we've got our bases covered there, so thank you for that, Stuart. That was Stuart Summers, Council's Director of Planning and Development Services. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.